This is the Saka Merli of the 24th of February 2026. Essence, sweet children, each one of you has tied the thread of your life to the One Father. Your connection is with the One. Fulfill your responsibility to the One. Question. Each of you souls ties the thread of your lives to the Supreme Soul at the confluence age. In which way has this continued as a system on the path of ignorance? Answer. The loose end of the bride's sari is tied to the groom's sash at their wedding. The wife then understands that she has to be his companion for life. You have now tied the end of your sari to the Father. You understand that you will be sustained by the Father for half a cycle. Song, I have tied the thread of my life to you. Om Shanti. Look, in the song it says, I have tied the thread of my life to you. A girl ties the thread of her life to her husband, and she understands that she has to spend her life as his companion, and that he has to look after her. It isn't that the wife has to look after him, no. He has to look after her for life. You children have also tied the threads of your lives. Whether you call him the unlimited father, the teacher, or the guru, the thread of life of souls has to be tied to the Supreme Soul. Theirs is a limited physical aspect, whereas this is a subtle aspect. A bride ties the thread of her life to her husband, and then she goes to his home. You need to have an intellect to understand everything. All the things in the Iron Age are devilish dictates. You know that you have tied the threads of your lives to the One. Your connection is with the One. You have to fulfill your responsibility to the One because you receive a lot of happiness from Him. He makes us into the masters of heaven. Therefore, you should follow the directions of such a Father. This is a spiritual thread. It is spirits who take Srimat. You have fallen down by following devilish dictates. You now have to follow the Srimat of the spiritual Father. You souls understand that you are tying the threads of your lives to the Supreme Soul. We receive the inheritance of constant happiness for 21 births from Him. By tying that temporary thread of life, you have continued to come down, whereas this is a guarantee for 21 births. Your income is very great. You shouldn't become careless about this. Maya makes you very careless. It must definitely have been due to Lakshmi and Narayan tying the threads of their lives to the One that they received that inheritance for 21 births. The thread of this life of each of you souls is tied to the Supreme Soul every cycle, countless times. It is in your intellects that you now belong to Shiv Baba, and that you have tied the threads of your lives to Him. The Father sits here and explains everything to you. You understand that you also tied them to Him in the previous cycle. People celebrate Shiv Jayanti, but they don't understand whose birthday it is that they are celebrating. Shiv Baba, who is the purifier, would definitely come at the confluence age. Only you understand this. The world doesn't understand it. This is why it is remembered that there are just a handful out of multi-millions. The original eternal deity religion has disappeared, and all the scriptures and stories remain. Since this religion doesn't exist, how could they know about it? You are now tying the threads of your lives. The threads of souls are tied to the Supreme Soul. It is not a question of anything to do with your bodies. You may remain living at home, but simply remember him with your intellects. The threads of you souls are tied to him. They tie the loose end of a bride's sari. That is physical. Here, you souls have yoga with the Supreme Soul. People celebrate the birthday of Shiva in Bharat, but no one knows when he came. They don't know when it was the birthday of Sri Krishna or when it was the birthday of Rama. You children write the words Trimurti Shivjayanti. However, the Trimurti doesn't exist at this time. You say that Shiv Baba creates the world through Brahma. Therefore, Brahma definitely has to exist in the corporeal form. You speak of the Trimurti, but where are Vishnu and Shankar at this time? These matters have to be understood very clearly. The Trimurti means Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. Establishment through Brahma takes place at this time. Sustenance will take place through Vishnu in the Golden Age. The task of destruction will take place at the end. There is just the one religion of Bharat, the original eternal deity religion. All the others come to establish their religions. Everyone knows when those particular religions were established and what the periods of those religions were. Such and such a religion was established at such and such a time. No one understands anything about Bharat. No one knows when it was the birthday of the Gita or the birthday of Shiva. There would have been a difference of 2 or 3 years between the ages of Sri Krishna and Radhe. Sri Krishna would have been born first in the Golden Age, and Radhe came later, but no one understands when the Golden Age existed. You too have taken many years to understand this. How much would someone understand in just 2 or 3 days? The Father explains everything to you very easily. He is the unlimited Father. Everyone should definitely receive the inheritance from him. People say, O God the Father, and remember him. There is the temple to Lakshmi and Narayan. They used to rule in heaven, but who gave them their inheritance? It must surely have been the creator of heaven who gave them that. But no one understands when or how he gave it. You understand that when it was the Golden Age, there were no other religions. When we are in the Golden Age, we are pure. In the Iron Age, we are impure. Therefore, he must have given this knowledge at the confluence age, not in the Golden Age. There is just the reward. So he must have given them this knowledge in their previous birth. You too are now receiving it. You understand that only the Father establishes the original eternal deity religion. Sri Krishna existed in the Golden Age. From where did he receive his reward? No one knows that Lakshmi and Narayan were Radhe and Krishna. The Father says, those who understood this in the previous cycle will understand it now. The sapling is being planted. We are planting the sapling of the most sweetest tree. You know that the Father came 5,000 years ago and made humans into deities. You are now being transferred. You first have to become Brahmins. When they do a somersault, the top knot definitely appears again. We have now become Brahmins. Brahmins are definitely needed for a sacrificial fire. This is the sacrificial fire of Shiva or Rudra. It is said the sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Rudra. Sri Krishna did not create a sacrificial fire. The flames of destruction emerge from the sacrificial fire of this knowledge of Rudra. This sacrificial fire of Shivbaba is to purify the impure. Rudra Shivbaba is incorporeal. So how could he create a sacrificial fire unless he entered a human body? Only human beings create sacrificial fires. These things neither exist in the subtle region nor in the incorporeal world. The Father explains, this is the confluence age. When the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan existed, it was the golden age. You are now becoming that once again. The thread of life of each of you souls is tied to the Supreme Soul. Why is this thread tied? To claim the inheritance of constant happiness. You understand that you are being made like Lakshmi and Narayan by the unlimited Father. The Father has explained that you belonged to the deity religion. That was your kingdom. Then you took rebirth and went into the warrior religion. The Sun dynasty disappeared and the Moon dynasty came. You understand how you went around this cycle and how many births you have taken. God speaks, O children, you do not know your own births. I know about them. Now, at this time, there are only two images in this body. There is the Brahma soul and the Supreme Soul Shiva. These two images are combined, Brahma and Shiva. Shankar never comes to play a part. Vishnu exists in the golden age. You are now Brahmins, and you then become deities. In fact, this is the meaning of Hamso, so hum. They have said that each soul is the Supreme Soul, and that the Supreme Soul is in each soul. There is so much difference. Ravan's dictates begin as soon as he comes. This knowledge will have disappeared when it is the golden age. All of this is predestined to happen in the drama. Only then can the Father come and carry out establishment. It is now the confluence age. The Father says, I come at the confluence age of every cycle to change you from humans into deities. I create the sacrificial fire of knowledge. Everything is to be sacrificed into this sacrificial fire. The flames of destruction have to emerge from this sacrificial fire. The impure world has to be destroyed. How else would the pure world be created? You even say, O purifier, come. So would this impure world and that pure world exist at the same time? This impure world will be destroyed. You should be happy about this. It is through the Mahabharata war that the gates to heaven opened. It is said that this is that same Mahabharata war. This is good because this impure world will be destroyed. What is the need for them to beat their heads for peace? No one else has the third eye that each of you has received. You children should be happy that you are claiming your inheritance from the unlimited Father once again. Baba, I have claimed my inheritance from you many times. Ravan then cursed you. It is easy to remember these things. All the rest are tall stories. You were made so wealthy. So how did you become poor? All of this is predestined in the drama. It is said, knowledge, devotion, and disinterest. Only when you receive this knowledge can there be disinterest in devotion. You have received this knowledge, and this is why you are disinterested in devotion. You are disinterested in the whole of this old world. This is a graveyard. You have been around the cycle of 84 births, and you now have to return home. Remember me, and you will come to me, and your sins will be absolved. There is no other way. Sins are burnt away in the fire of yoga, not by bathing in the Ganges. Baba says, Maya has made you into fools. They speak of April fools. I have now come to make you into Lakshmi and Narayan. The picture of what we are today and what we will become tomorrow is very good. Maya is no less. Maya doesn't allow you to tie your thread. And there is a tug of war. We try to remember Baba, but then we don't know what happens. We forget. This requires effort. This is why the ancient yoga of Bharat is very well known. Who gave them their inheritance? No one understands this. The father says, children, I have come once again to give you your inheritance. This is the father's task. At this time, all are residents of hell. You are becoming happy. When someone comes here and understands this, he becomes happy. He feels that this is right. There is the account of 84 births. You have to claim your inheritance from the father. The father understands that you have become tired by performing devotion for half the cycle. Sweet children, the father will remove all your tiredness. Devotion, the path of darkness, is now coming to an end. There is such a difference between this land of sorrow and that land of happiness. I come at the confluence age of the cycle to change this land of sorrow into that land of happiness. You have to give the father's introduction. The father will give you your unlimited inheritance. This praise only belongs to the one. If it weren't for Shiv Baba, who would purify you? All of this is fixed in the drama. You call out to me every cycle. O purifier, come. People celebrate Shiv Jayanti. They say that Brahma established heaven. Then, what did Shiva do that people celebrate Shiv Jayanti? They don't understand anything at all. This knowledge should sit firmly in your intellects. You have tied your threads to the one. Therefore, don't tie them to anyone else. Otherwise, you will fall. The father from beyond is most simple. He doesn't have any external splendor. Other fathers tour around in cars and planes. that unlimited, Father says. I have come into this impure world and into an impure body in order to serve you, children. You called out, O eternal surgeon, come, come and give us an injection. You are now being given an injection. The Father says, have yoga, and your sins will be burned away. The Father is the remover of sorrow of 63 births, and the bestower of happiness for 21 births. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual Father says namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana, 1. Tie the spiritual thread of your intellect to the One Father. Follow the Srimat of the One. 2. We are planting the sapling of the most sweetest tree. Therefore, we first have to make ourselves very sweet. Remain engaged in the pilgrimage of remembrance and have your sins absolved. Blessing. May you be constantly powerful, Maya-proof and obstacle-proof, by experiencing every point of this knowledge with your churning power. Just as digestion power is essential for physical energy, in the same way, in order to make your soul powerful, you need churning power. To become an embodiment of experience by having churning power is the greatest power of all. Those who are experienced in this can never be deceived or disturbed on hearing rumors. Those who are experienced are always complete. They are constantly powerful and become Maya-proof and obstacle-proof. Slogan: constantly keep the treasure of happiness with you, and all other treasures will automatically come. Avyak signal. With the speciality of unity and faith, become full of success. In order to be filled with success, while doing anything ordinary, let your activity and your walk be angelic. Do not say that the situation was like that, the work was like, circumstances were such, the problems were like that, and that was why there was ordinariness. Every time in any situation, let everyone experience your spiritual form. Do not let your form be according to the situation that you are in. When you do not let the situations change you, you will then come close to everyone, and the gathering of unity will become strong. Om Shanti.